Tensions are rising in Ukraine after officials said at least six Ukrainian officials died after they were ambushed by suspected pro-Russian separatists in the east of the country. The attack came shortly after Sunday's referendum, which showed overwhelming support for the Donetsk and Luhansk regions to break away. However, those elections were disputed. Stefan Boss reports the latest violence adds to Western concerns ahead of upcoming presidential elections in Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say six Ukrainian soldiers were killed and another eight wounded after their armored column was ambushed. The attack happened when they approached a bridge near the eastern troubled town of Kramatorsk. Ukraine's defense ministry said two of the soldiers died when their armored car was hit and four others were killed in an ensuing exchange of fire. Pro-Russian separatists were being blamed for the attack. It is the worst loss of life for regular army forces since the crisis began. The bloodshed added to a sense of urgency to avoid civil war. Following talks with the Ukrainian Prime Minister, European Union President Herman Van Rompuy said upcoming presidential elections were crucial to restore order in Ukraine.
The holding of free and fair elections on the 25th of May will be an important step to overcome the crisis. I urge all political actors to fully support the process. There must be no outside interference.
He stressed that the EU stood by Ukraine and did not recognize the independence votes in the East. Ukraine's interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk accused Russia of supporting armed separatists, who he called terrorists. He says Russia should stop supporting terrorists and call them to lay down weapons and vacate the buildings. Russia should stop financing them. Then there will be peace in Ukraine. Moscow has denied wrongdoing, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has ordered the withdrawal of Russian forces near Ukraine's borders. The NATO military alliance has made clear, however, that satellite images show as many as 40,000 Russian troops remaining in the area. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.